confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Listen, she's doing fine, guys. Everything's fine and everything's going to be fine. She's fine. Now let's play Are You Smarter Than Katie? And jackpot's up to $340. Hachi Machi. And win or lose, we've got a special treat for caller 17, who is Charlie. Good morning, Charlie.
Morning, Gavin. I'm with Charlie and Hannah.
Oh, and Hannah. And? Okay, hello, Hannah.
Hello. All right, great. Win or lose, we're going to hook you guys up with some tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra at the Golden One Center, okay? Well, all right, Katie has already left the studio. And five questions dealing with news and pop culture. Here we go. Question one. Australia is the first country to take the monumental move to ban all social media for teenagers. They haven't done it yet, but they are poised to make it illegal for anyone 16 and under, given all the data for how bad it is for them. Which of the following is not a real obscure social media app? Zombo, Slobber, or Holla?
What were the three choices?
Zombo, Slobber, or Holla?
I like how you
say Blobber.
All righty. Question two. Ariana Grande is the star of the new movie version of the musical Wicked, and she got bit with the acting bug, guys. In fact, so much so, she announced that acting will be her focus instead of music for at least the next decade. What movie was she in with Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence? Three seconds. Three, two, one.
I don't know.
Moving on. All right. Question three. Olympic dancer and popular Halloween costume Ray Gun was one of the most famous competitors to come out of the last Olympics, but she announced her retirement. She said she wanted to keep competing, but the backlash was so much she can't handle it. What country did she compete for?
Australia.
Question four. Kristen Cavallari. Cavallari? Am I saying that right, Kevin?
Uh-huh.
Cavallari. She's back on the market after breaking up with her boyfriend. The mother of three says that in order for any man to date her now, a must-have is a vasectomy. Spell vasectomy.
V-A-S-E.
I can't hear that, whoever's saying. Hannah, speak up.
V-A-S-E-C-T-O-M-Y.
All righty. How old is Hannah? Hannah?
25.
Oh, 25. Okay, good. For some reason, I thought it was a kid going to school. Okay, great. Question five. The ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz are going to be auctioned off. This is after being recovered by the FBI since they were in the possession of a mobster who stole them 15 years ago because he thought they had real rubies. Their starting price is at $800,000. But the FBI valued them at $3.5 million. So what is that price difference?
They said $3.5
million? $3.5 million, and they are being auctioned off for $800,000.
$2.7 million.
All righty. Kevin, please bring... yeah, there she is. Hello.
Hello.
All right.
What a weird way to bring it up. What a creep.
Charlie and Hannah, you are on hold. Question one. You ready? Australia is the first country to ban all social media for teenagers.
Good.
They haven't done it yet, but it looks like they're poised to make it illegal for anyone 16 and under. Listen, it's really, really bad for them. Like, it's like cigarettes or alcohol. I don't know why we're not even having the discussion. Anyway, which of the following is not a real obscure social media app?
Okay.
Zombo.
Okay.
Slobber.
Okay.
Or Holla.
You said which one is not real?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Slobber.
Slobber is correct.
Okay.
Not real. Question two, Ariana Grande, you know, she's in Wicked, and she got bit with the acting bug, Katie. She announced that acting will be her focus, not music, for at least the next decade. Sorry, do her fans have a name?
I don't know.
All right. What movie was she in with Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence?
Oh, God. Silver Linings Playbook.
Don't Look Up. Got nominated for Best Picture.
Oh, the one
Picture.
On Netflix. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was good. I do not remember her being in that at all.
She's in. Question three. Olympic breakdancer in popular Halloween costume Ray Gunn was one of the most famous people to come out of the last Olympics, but she's retiring.
Oh, man.
Yeah. She actually said she wanted to keep competing, but the backlash and mockery against her, she couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
I mean, you were very funny. I'm sorry that the internet bullied you, but you were very funny.
Yeah.
What country did she compete for?
Australia.
Yeah.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Oi, oi, oi.
Question four. Kristen Cavallari, she's back on the market. She broke up with her boyfriend.
Well, he...
Or he broke up with her.
I don't know. He was 24. There was a lot going on there.
I see.
He was one of the Montana boys.
I don't know what that means.
I think...
He's one of the three people from Montana?
I think there's three guys in this group, but I think they're called the Montana boys. I think they're a country music act. Look that up, Kevin.
The mother of three says that in order for any man to date her now, a must-have is a vasectomy.
Oh, okay.
She's got to have it. So I could date her.
Yeah. All right.
Spell vasectomy.
Okay. V-A-S-E-C-T-O-M-Y.
Oof. That was a nail biter. Final question. The ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz are going to be auctioned off.
Okay.
All right. This story is actually very funny. This is after they were recovered by the FBI.
Yep.
Since they were in the possession of a mobster. Oh, yeah. You know about this?
I knew that they were stolen.
Do you know why the mobster stole them?
No.
He thought they had real rubies.
That's right. Yes. That is. I remember when they finally found them. And we talked about it.
The starting price at the auction is $800,000.
Okay.
But the FBI valued them at $3.5 million.
Okay.
So what's that price difference?
Okay, hold on. 3 seconds. 2.7.
Oh my.
Million God. Dollars.
Wow. This was a nail biter, like the polling said that it would be. And here we go. Hannah, Charlie, are you there?
Yes.
Final score, you all got 4.
Whoa! Oh. Hannah and Charlie, that's very good.
Yeah, these were harder today, too. Congratulations, though. You still got a pair of tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra at G1C on November 27th, okay? That'll be a lot of fun. And tell us what we need to hear.
Of all the things we can say today, I think we need to say that we are just as smart as Katie. Yes.
Just as smart
you
as Katie.
Awesome. Very good.
All right. Have a great day. Drive safely. Coming up.